You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Leslie Swanson, the president and CEO of Exalt Solutions, a company which makes a patented AI-based platform to dramatically improve business-to-business sales. Exalt Solutions is positioned in the middle of one of the largest disruptions in history with digital transformation and AI, and aim to make every customer interaction richer and faster with their Better Together philosophy. Leslie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And nice to have you out with us today. So for starters, tell us, Leslie, what does Exalt Solutions offer that makes it so disruptive?
Well, as you said, we have this patented AI platform that is really focused to dramatically improve B2B sales. So it's been designed with B2B in mind. We've dubbed the platform Knowledge Work as a Service. And what it does is, instead of selling someone technology, the platform actually stands up three different types of AI workers, AI digital workers, to complement your human workers in your company. The first are digital advisors that basically provide expertise, making buyers smarter to help them make purchase decisions and also make your sales team more intelligent. The second type of AI worker that it can deploy in your company is a digital administrator, which basically gives you agility because it takes over that 70%+ of admin work that's done by valuable workers inside of your company, and it does it for you. And then the third type of digital worker is a digital analyst. It watches everything that the other two workers do, and it finds insights and literally can find good analytics for helping you shape demand. So the reason that this is so disruptive is the state of the market itself. In B2B channel sales, there's two major trends happening. The first is that buyers are no longer in contact with a sales rep until they're more than 70% of the way through their decision-making process. So in the old days, the rep would call the buyer and start the decision-making process. Now, that no longer happens. People don't want to be engaged on the phone, and they tend to research independently. So that's one thing that's making this market very ripe for disruption. The second is that the sales process is still very, very manual. It literally can take days of work to produce a single proposal for a B2B solution, that it requires the expertise of many individuals. So it's a very, very manual process. So our AI workers change all this and disrupt this. Basically, the digital advisor engages the buyer right up front and guides them through their decision-making process. This ensures that a company never misses out on a sales opportunity or gets excluded. And our digital administrators remove all the manual friction in the back office. So we are the first company to really have this type of a platform that can offer these benefits.
So Leslie, why did you decide to create Exalt Solutions? Was there a need in the market that was missing? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I actually started this when in my last company I was selling a network monitoring product, and I was selling it through the channel, a B2B sales channel of distributors and resellers. And I walked into a sales office of one of these channel partners, and I was taken aback at how manual everything was. literally a rep, even a brand new rep, was expected to learn a line card of over 1,000 vendors, and each vendor had thousands of products. So you can imagine how long it took to figure out how to weave together a solution of all these different products. And I quickly understood that, something had to be changed here because it wasn't going to scale. So it actually got worse because one quarter I missed my numbers because these reps in the channel were working very hard, but they weren't aware of the fact, they missed the fact that they could attach margin making options like maintenance and software. So I quickly realized that if the reps themselves had an intelligent advisor or a piece of intelligent software to help them build this complete solution and not forget add-ons, or even better, if the buyer actually had access to this so that they could self-serve and make them more empowered, then everyone would be happy.
Shifting gears here a little, Leslie, what do you think the future of the workforce is with AI playing a part?
Well, I think that the future is that every human worker is going to have their own team of AI-based digital workers to complement them. And if you don't have this as a worker, you're going to be at a disadvantage. So my philosophy is a philosophy of better together, where every human worker actually has a contingent of digital coworkers, and they actually come together to bring out the best in each other. I've been saying to folks lately that, just as a visual, to compete in the future, companies are going to have to literally make their employees super soldiers by leveraging AI, right? They're going to have to be augmented. So that's what we do. We augment a company's B2B sales force so that the reps have at least a few AI coworkers or knowledge bots that help them get their work done every day. And so the impact is workers get smart with these rules-based digital advisors and knowledge bots, but they also get fast because the digital administrators take all of the repetitive tasks off their plate. So the future, I think, is actually quite bright because, employee job satisfaction is going to be higher. Because they can get more done, and it's quality work that they get to work on. They don't have to do the dirty work, that everyone has in their job, right? That less and less of that is going to be a part of their daily routine and sapping their productivity. So I think, the future is closer than we think. I think that AI is hitting the market faster than people realize. I think that we're about where B2C was when Amazon hit maybe just several years ago. I think that B2C missed Amazon as a threat, and I think that B2B might be missing AI as a threat. People always think it's farther away than it is. So we're trying to educate the marketplace that this is something that they need to address today, not tomorrow.
Most definitely on that. Today we're joined by Leslie Swanson, President and CEO of Exalt Solutions, a company which makes a patented AI-based platform to dramatically improve business-to-business sales. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Leslie, what do you offer that nobody else does, and how is your version of AI different?
Number one, we're different for three key reasons, but this first one I think is really important, is most companies are walking in and offering a company technology. And we offer our customers literally digital AI-based knowledge workers. We're not saying here's a platform you have to go program. We're selling a service. So you can add our digital workers to your sales team just like you add a human worker, but without the risk and delays and expense of an IT project. What's great about the feedback that we get from our customers is that business executives like the fact that they can just specify the tasks that this AI worker is to perform, and we give them back a fully trained digital worker and deploy it. And then guess what? It continues to get smarter after deployment. So it's almost like you're hiring a person because we're literally giving you something, a digital someone that you can add to your team. And as a bonus, they don't get sick, they don't take vacations, right? They don't quit, and they have unlimited scale. So that's one key difference. We're not giving you technology, we're giving you literally a coworker. The second reason we're different is that this platform and the workers it generates were architected for the complexity of business to business. B2B is much more difficult than B2C. And as a result, the overwhelming majority of AI technology has been deployed in B2C. The reason that B2B is more difficult is because it involves selling an entire solution that often has to be, you know, products are literally engineered in and they have to be optimized for constraints and TCO. That's not what happens in B2C where you're selling a book or a point product. Also in B2B, it's a very collaborative sales process with a lot of people in the distributor, reseller, vendor channel all working together. So traditional chatbots and AI lack the architecture to address this environment. And ours were built with this in mind from the very beginning. The third reason that we're different is our digital workers can address in-depth conversations. So if you've dealt with most chatbots, they typically have a conversation that's one chat bubble deep. Ours are built to handle very complex conversations. They can have context and memory. They can adjust the conversation based on prior answers. And more importantly, they can be personalized and tailored for different types of customers and partners.
And thanks for your thorough explanation per the questions asked. Thanks so much. Now, lastly, what advice would you give to businesses today, and what will happen to businesses who don't leverage AI technology in their business?
Well, we believe that, everybody's been saying that we're in an era of digital Darwinism. And what that really means is, you know, the rate of change is faster than anything we've ever seen before. And it's certainly faster than a lot of humans can digest. So I refer to web and e-commerce, look at the devastation that brought. Amazon, pursued relentlessly the web e-commerce model, and they took down the biggest brands in business. I just saw that Accenture reported that since the year 2000, 52% of the Fortune 500 went bankrupt, were acquired, or ceased to exist just due to that digital disruption. And the AI wave is bigger than that and has more momentum than that. So I think that, if we look back at history, it's clear that if you don't embrace it, you're going to be the victim. So the only certainty right now is that business as usual isn't going to work. So, AI-based augmented workforces are better and faster. And I think that, the only reason that people hesitate is that they look at AI as a technology problem. And they make the mistake of turning it over to their IT department because they see it as a technology problem. We would recommend that companies, my core advice would be to look for any kind of AI as a service and not try to take on development. And we're taking that as a service model even further by providing our customers actually fully trained AI-based coworkers. So that allows rapid deployment without any of the risk of development or outsourcing, and I think that that's critical today. So that would be my core advice.
Well, Leslie, thanks so much for joining us here today, sharing your expertise as well as introducing Exalt Solutions to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details on the company, and how could they be in touch?
Yeah, you can reach us through our website, which is www.exaltsolutions.com. That's E-X-A-L-T and then the word solutions.com.
Well, that certainly works for me. Again, Leslie, a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And once again, we've been speaking with Leslie Swanson, President and CEO of Exalt Solutions, a company which makes a patented AI-based platform to dramatically improve business-to-business sales. And for further details, visit exaltsolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.